This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 5, Making Wrongs Right. Our reading comes from John chapter 2. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. In this story about Jesus clearing the temple courts, we have a picture in which Jesus is upset and seems to be angry. Does this fit with the way you normally think of him? Vendors are defiling the temple area during the Passover festival, and that's a problem for a couple of reasons. For one thing, they're selling animals in a space where people are supposed to be able to pray. Another concern is price gouging. Animal sacrifices are required for the festival, and it can be difficult for travelers to bring animals a long distance. So the merchants are maximizing profits by charging the travelers high prices for their animals. All of this makes Jesus rightly upset. But this is not without purpose, and it doesn't mean he's out of control. Instead, Jesus is purifying a holy space and protecting people from exploitation. He's taking on something wrong and setting it right. As we seek to be followers of Jesus, we're called to put God first in our lives and to seek our neighbor's well-being. But we continue to struggle against sin. We still need to be corrected and even rebuked at times. In those moments, Jesus may need to get our attention or even speak a hard word to us, to shake us out of focusing on ourselves. He's making us more like Him. Pray with me. Lord, show me where I have sinned and give me the courage to honor You and do what's right. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.